haven't put a lot of thought into it, so we'll just take it day by day and see, see what happens.
Did you at least take a moment as you came off the field or at any time today to think about that, to think that this might be the last time I'm out here?
No, I was thinking about winning. That's kind of my mentality always, to go out there and try to win and give my team the best chance to win.
So that was Tom Brady, not saying a lot post-match about whether that would be the last time we see him. He nearly did it again if you're just joining us. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know the result and you're watching it again tonight, one of my mates does that with the 49ers. I nearly text him all the time and say, well done or bad luck. And then I remember that he's actually watching it on replay. So Ben Graham is going to join us very shortly, but the Buccaneers couldn't quite do it. 27-3. Behind. They got back to 27 apiece in the last minute of regular time, but the Rams rather taped it down the field, get in field goal position, and they won it with a walk-off field goal. The third time in three matches that has happened this weekend. Unbelievable final series or playoff series so far in the NFL. So the Rams play the 49ers next week. Winner of that into the Super Bowl. If it's the Rams, they host the Super Bowl like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did last year. Which was the first time. So it could be 2 years in a row. On the other side, it's the Bengals. They're already through, and then it's going to be the winner of the game going on right now between the Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, 7 apiece at the moment. A couple more temper texts, too, about unusual sporting attire. Dennis Lilly's aluminium bat has come through pretty strongly. Now, of course, we're talking about that off the back of Mason Cox, the Collingwood forward who wants to play in prescription glasses next year after he got that nasty eye injury in 2019 when he was poked in the eye by Peter Wright. He's been trialling them at training. He wants to get them approved by the AFL and therefore to play in the season with it. Another one, Steve said Glenn Manton at one stage also wore an arm guard. This will be music to the ears of Bob Murphy. He's always been big on the fact that Carlton were a team of arm guards. Matt Clappe, Greg Williams, Peter Dean. Now Glenn Manton. Glenn Manton wore a bolt. Yes, I was waiting for that. That is unusual attire as well. So keep your temper text coming through. 0433 98 11 16. Now play is underway at Melbourne Park. Of course, all our updates are for Kia at the Australian Open. The first of the women's matches today. Danielle Collins, who was a semi-finalist here a couple of years ago, she's got an early break against the Belgian 19th seed, Elise Mertens. So two love in the first set. But let's not worry about the tennis at the moment, because the drama in sport this morning has been with the NFL. The NFL playoffs, take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Ben Graham on SEN Fanatic has been watching. He's been calling with Jordan Kanellis, and he joins us this morning. Ben, I don't know where to start with this game this morning. Unbelievable. We thought Tom Brady had done it again, but in the end, he didn't quite get there.
Oh, he didn't, Jules, and apologies in advance. I've almost lost my voice.
No, fair enough, too.
This morning, it was as exciting as a playoff game that I can remember, particularly on the back of two games yesterday, two upset results that came down to game-winning field goals as time expired. This was a tale of two halves. Matt Stafford was extraordinary in the first half, over 200 yards and two touchdowns. 27-3 lead they had at one point in this game. And we remember Tom Brady was down 28-3 in the Super Bowl against the Falcons, so you can never write him off. And slowly but surely, he brought the Bucs back into the game. The Rams did have a hand in that, though. Cam Akers fumbled the ball twice. Cooper Kupp fumbled the ball, and there was an errant snap over Matt Stafford's head, which was a turnover, which gave the Bucs good field position. But Tom Brady remained calm and poised. They got through the three unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, which cost them a total of 45 yards. But in the end, when they scored that touchdown, Leonard Fournette ran in for that touchdown to tie it up 20-20, 27 each. You just felt like it was going to overtime. But Matt Stafford, with 42 seconds left in the game, no timeouts, 75 yards, two extraordinary passes to Cooper Kupp. How, if I know why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense didn't double cover Cooper Kupp or at least have someone over the top to stop that big play. But Cooper Kupp found the space. Matt Stafford aired the ball out for a fantastic 44-yard reception, which set up, again, the game-winning field goal as time expired for another upset. It's it's played out. We've got another great game that's currently halfway through the second quarter. The Bills and the Chiefs are 7 apiece.
And this was probably the one that everyone thought would be the best game of the lot. And this one's got a lot to live up to if it's going to be as good as what we saw this morning and also the drama that we saw yesterday. Just going back to that final play. So what does that say about Matt Stafford? I mean, what would have been going through his mind? His team has almost given up what a lot thought was an unassailable lead. He's up against Tom Brady, one of the all-time greats. He's had to pull off a play and get them down the field, and he's done it. I mean, that's a massive tick for him.
Oh, and he's proved a lot of doubters wrong, because this was the question mark over Matt Stafford in big games, late in games. Now, I thought this game was going to come down to how he protects the football, and if he can not throw an interception or a pick six. It ended up there were four other turnovers that weren't his fault. But the fact that he was able to lead his team, repay that faith of getting him on board, giving up all those draft picks, including on the defensive side of the ball with Von Miller, it was just the very reason why you bring someone in like Matt Stafford into your organization, that when it comes down to a situation in a football game like that, regardless of what's happened prior to that moment, he remained calm, he sat in the pocket, waited for the play to unfold and pulled the trigger. And the rest is history for Matt Stafford and the LA Rams, beating the reigning Super Bowl champs in Tampa Bay to advance to the NFC Championship game against the 49ers, an NFC West NFC Championship game. We knew it was a tough division, probably the best division in football, but now that certainly will be an unbelievable matchup, given that the 49ers beat the Rams twice this year. But the Rams won that game. They won it, whereas the 49ers and the Bengals, they won their game because their opposition didn't play at their best. But here we had the Rams won the game thanks to Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp, which they've had a fantastic year. But to come to end a game like that, as exciting as it gets.
Yeah, and it's, I was saying before, the NFL's ability to have drama in the playoffs and things to go literally down the last second is it's unbelievable. No other sport around the world can do it. So what about Tom Brady now? I mean, you look at Twitter, people talking about the results, and then the next question, is that it for Tom Brady? We heard the audio before, and obviously, half an hour after a game like that, he's not going to go into it too much. Do we see Tom Brady again, or do you think there is a chance that that might be it?
Well, it's inevitable, isn't it? After an exit out of the playoffs like that, we saw it yesterday with Aaron Rodgers. The first question is, are you going to be wearing the green and gold next year? Tom Brady's the same. There was talk last week that it was going to be his last season. They're only rumours. Obviously, it'll take him some time, like he did in his departure from the Patriots. It's with Rodgers, it feels like there's unfinished business. But with Brady, there's not much more he can do. What he did for that Buccaneers organisation last year by winning the Super Bowl, and this year through the adversity that they've faced with their injuries, we saw players leave the building halfway through games. It's an extraordinary career that he's had. Look, it's too early to tell. No one will know for months yet. I think the free agency period will determine whether he will go on or not. He'll need to make that decision before then. Look, I said he should retire a Patriot. He's probably had enough, Jules, to be honest. He's 44 years old. I know he said he wants to play till he's 45, but let's just let him make the call, huh? Let's just put all the rumours and innuendo on the side until he makes the call.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think they'll let him do that in the States, but, he's still playing well enough. Just want to talk to you about the Bengals, Ben. We're talking to Ben Graham about an amazing NFL playoffs at the moment. We've seen so many long droughts in sport, particularly American sport, broken in recent years. You look at baseball, you look at NBA. Can the Bengals do it this year? I mean, it's 33 years since they've been to this stage, never won a Super Bowl. Can they do it?
Well, this is definitely the fairy tale story of this NFL playoffs. One, the Bengals making it. Two, winning a playoff game for the first time in 19 years. Then winning for the first time on the road ever in the playoffs last week. And the AFC Championship game for the first time in 33 years. They are I'm not going to say before their time, because Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, they've shown throughout this season they're winning the games they should win. They've beaten some good football teams along the way. They've got this quiet confidence that some people might perceive as being arrogant, but they know what they've got. And Joe Burrow, I mean, he is an extraordinary talent, and Ja'Marr Chase will win Rookie of the Year. They didn't blow the Tennessee Titans out of the water. It did take them to the last second field goal, thanks to Evan McPherson, who's kicked four field goals, two 50-plus yarders during that game to win that game. But they were facing the number one seed in the AFC, the Tennessee Titans. But I said about 6 weeks ago that they're a team you don't want to face in the playoffs, because their ability on any given day with that talent to score and score quickly and heavily. So whoever the Bengals play next week, the Bills or the Chiefs, it's going to be a great matchup, and they will scare the living daylights out of whoever they play. And if they do happen to make the Super Bowl, well, on their day, they can beat anyone.
And just quickly before we let you go, Benny, who do you think they will play next week? Seven apiece at the moment between the Chiefs and the Bills. Who do you like in that game?
Well, I do like the Chiefs. They've won 10 out of their last 11. Their only loss in that stretch was against the Bengals. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. They do get Clyde Edwards-Helaire back, but it looks like Patrick Mahomes, he's doing it through the air and on the ground, leads all comers in rushing so far today. But the Buffalo Bills, they're top 10 in every category, offense, defense, pass, rush. They are a very balanced, well-rounded team. So Mahomes has got his work cut out for him. So Josh Allen, if the Bills are going to win, he needs to be mistake-free, find his receivers when they're open, but use his legs and keep the chains moving. But ultimately, when it's all said and done, I think the Chiefs win and host the AFC Championship game once again, but this time against the Bengals.
It's fascinating. Ben, look after that voice. We've got 3.5 massive games for you still to get through before the end of the season. Thanks again for your time this morning.
Good on you, Jules.